Paul's just trying to help people get along. I mean, he's just trying to help communities be together.
This is Chapter, Verse, and Season, a lectionary podcast from Yale Bible Study. Join us each week as two Yale Divinity School professors look at an upcoming text from the Revised Common Lectionary. This episode, we welcome to the podcast Brandon Nappy, Executive Director of Leadership Programs at Berkeley Divinity School at Yale. He's joining Ned Parker, Associate Dean for Institutional Advancement at Andover Newton Seminary at Yale, and both of them also hold the title Lecturer in Homiletics. They're discussing 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, which is appointed for the 25th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 28, in year A. Here's the text. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers and sisters, you do not need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When they say there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and there will be no escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. So then, let us not fall asleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who are drunk, get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober and put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has destined us not for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, as indeed you are doing.
Brandon, I got to be honest, I come at this passage a little sideways. What sticks out to me in this moment is this idea of keeping awake and sobriety. It's no mystery around, it's no secret around campus or in churches that I have served previously that I'm a recovering alcoholic. And I actually got sober while I was serving in a pulpit in 2005. And my addiction came following a really bad accident I was in. I was hit by a car while riding a bicycle. And the addiction actually came out of my inability to sleep. I would have flashbacks of the accident. I would wake up having a nightmare about the accident. And so for me, half of what is said in this passage, it's not something I was able to do. So it makes me wonder, what about those who aren't necessarily sleepwalking, but simply are unable to take on life's challenges, and that keeps them awake? I admit, I actually really struggle with this passage, given that history, and wondering what your take is on it.
Yeah, thanks, Ned. I really appreciate you sharing so candidly. The recovery journey has been a really powerful inspiration to me in my life. I've never been in recovery, but have worked closely with folks in 12-step programs. And I think what I've learned from them is just about how hard life is. I've learned from them how hard life can be, which is a universal experience. I notice in myself this assumption that life is easy for everyone else and it's hard for me. Yeah. And of course, this is not the truth, right? The human condition is that it's hard for all of us. And that's why I actually find this line in the 8th verse really helpful, where Paul invites us to put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation, this armor imagery, because daily life can feel really hard and it can feel overwhelming. And the honesty that Paul is sharing is really refreshing to me, especially here at Yale, where we sometimes feel like we have to walk around and be brilliant and be fantastic and have some, you know, dashing new insight to share. Paul reminds me, some days it's just hard to to get up out of bed.
Yeah, right. Yeah, catching the idea of the armor and the breastplate and the helm, I had to reflect on what those were for me, because I had to find those things in order to find sobriety. And for me, those things come out of community. And so one of the things that I find so powerful about Paul's letters is that Paul's just trying to help people get along. I mean, he's just trying to help communities be together with one another. And so that idea of finding safety and security in order to, you know, be your most authentic self without this chemical that's fogging you somehow. For me, again, that helm, that shield, that breastplate come out of my experience of community. And I think that's in part why I found sobriety while I was serving a church, because my experience with the church was so powerful and I love the community so much. And I recognized that not only was I inhibiting myself through the addiction, but I was inhibiting my ability to fully enter into community. And as a pastor, fully help form community. And you mentioned you haven't had that kind of experience, but you recognize that there is something in the human condition. And I wonder if there's something to flesh out there in this context.
I think so. And what I heard in your reflection is just our need for community, especially in American culture. We can think of ourselves as the rugged individualist, and we need one another. And it's precisely in moments of crisis that what community does for me is it helps to remind me of my values. Mm. And so in times of crisis, in times of pain, turmoil in my own life, I'm reminded of how important it is to return to the things that I believe most deeply. And I think Paul's metaphor is a really powerful one, staying awake. The way I hear that is, remember who you are, remember that you're beloved of God, and remember what you most deeply believe in your heart. Sometimes I'm forgetful, right? And I need community to do that. I mean, so often as I reflect back on my life, I feel like I've been sleepwalking through my life. Mm. I've not been living on purpose, or even just physically, I have not been paying attention. And some research out of Harvard suggests 47% of the time we're not paying attention. Hmm. I've driven down the highway and missed 10 exits, right? Many of us have had this experience. So not only am I talking about real attention, staying awake for my life, but also staying connected to my deepest values. And in a culture that just wants us to spend and buy and accumulate, it's easy to forget our deepest values.
Right. It's funny that you say the community helps you remember your values, because for me, this walk, this process was community reminding me that I have value, because I was in a trauma ward for 8 days, and couldn't, it was 72 hours before my first seminary class. And I had been a firefighter and triathlete, and I was never able to go back to those things. And so when your value is in these experiences of something else and you can't do them anymore, then you lose that sense of value. So it was being in community that reminded me that I have value. And that's what woke me back into life.
Wow. What's coming up for me is this this line in verse 10. And of course, Paul is inviting folks to stay awake. But of course, it's inevitable that we fall asleep. Even as Jesus invited his disciples the night before the crucifixion to stay awake, they fall asleep. Right. I fall asleep all the time. And I'm heartened by his reminding us that it's both those who are awake and those who are asleep that are the recipients of grace, right? That Christ died for all of us. So in those moments when we forget, when we forget who we are, when we forget that we're beloved of God, we forget that we have value, that actually that's when the gospel is most for us.
Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up. Remind each other that we are all valued by God. Yeah, I love it.
Thanks for listening. For more Bible study resources, visit yalebiblestudy.org. We're always adding new content there, including some live online courses you can take. It's all free. That's yalebiblestudy.org. Chapter, Verse, and Season is a production of the Center for Continuing Education at Yale Divinity School. It's produced by creator and managing editor Joel Baden, production manager Kelly Morrissey, associate producer Aidan Stoddart, and I'm your host and executive producer Helena Martin. Our theme music is by Calvin Linderman. We'll be back with another conversation from Chapter, Verse, and Season.